What's behind that decision?
Well, the honest truth is that as a family, we love Petersburg. Absolutely love it. Our kids have some of the greatest experiences and friendships they could possibly have. The school district is amazing. It's a small town. Our kids can hop on their bikes and drive right into town. And we don't have any concerns. No issues whatsoever when it comes to that. Without a doubt, we will take all of our memories, experiences, friendships with us for as long as we possibly can. We'll never trade any of those for the rest of our life. But the truth is that, my poor wife, who I love dearly, has really been struggling lately with depression and some anxiety. And the island life, without a doubt, has become pretty difficult for her. And so after a lot of discussion as a family and my wife and I really trying to figure out ways in which we could minimize the effects that has on her personal life, we decided that the best thing for us, unfortunately, was that we make a change.
And have you gotten a job elsewhere or lined
no.
up anything?
Okay. No, I have not.
Just leaving.
Okay. No, well, yes and no. So I do not have a actual job lined up at this point. We are moving to St. Louis, Missouri. I have a really close high school friend that I've known for absolutely forever. He actually came up here a few years ago and proposed to his girlfriend at that point, and we just work really well together, always have. And so the two of us have just been talking for a little bit, and I said, well, we're going to make a change. What do you think about starting a business together? And my buddy Brian was like, wow, I've always wanted to start a business. I've always wanted to start a business with you, Donnie. Yeah, let's do it. And so so we've talked about opening up our own restaurant in the St. Louis area. Currently, right now, he's a general manager of a restaurant out there. But before we actually open up the restaurant, we're actually going to start with a touring company. And so we've purchased a couple of shuttle buses that we're going to use to do brewery tours and other transportation activities in the St. Louis area until we find the restaurant that we really enjoy that is for sale, and we're going to then purchase that and then combine the two businesses and go from there.
Wow, that's a big change from what you've been doing.
Huge change, absolutely huge change, but we're excited about the opportunity.
When do you head on, or when's your last day at Parks and Rec?
So my last day at Parks and Rec will probably be the first week of June. So we've got a little bit of time. Right now I know that borough management is looking at putting the Parks and Rec director position out to find someone that's qualified and who will do an absolutely wonderful job. So they're looking at those options right now. Hopefully there'll be a little bit of overlap between myself and the new director. And so that way I can help him to understand some of the grants that we're working on, whether it be the trail grants, or finishing up the grants at Sandy Beach that we still have, to also just letting him know, kind of the mentality and, the belief that myself and my staff have built with Parks and Rec. Over the last 5 years, really my goal was to increase user groups, users in the facilities, out in the parks, making things, as friendly as possible, while at the same time user friendly, making it so that people want to be active, want to enjoy the activities that we have. And so making more of those as we went along. Last night was a perfect example of that. We had the I Kick Butts Day as part of a collaboration with the Petersburg Indian Association. We had three great teams out on Wednesday night. We had a ton of the community out for hot dogs and bounce houses. And for me, that has been my love, is to see people using the facility, see them smiling, laughing, camaraderie. Those were the things that I was looking for over the last 5 years.